Well, it all began thousands of years ago in Egypt.
You all may as well have a seat. This may take a while.
It began with the black mud sound, celebrations that influenced the growth of crops.
The process of blooming were acted out by men and women dancers who imitated the process of fertilization.
Enter Osiris, a young prince allergic to thrones,
who was extremely adept at these mysteries of agriculture. As he danced,
Osiris was regarded by his brother Set as a dilettante. Set hated agriculture and nature.
The people would plant during the day, and at night would celebrate, dancing, singing, shaking, and carrying on so that
Set couldn't get any sleep. The word got out that Set couldn't even dance.
It was true.
Plus, Set was jealous that Osiris had married their sister Isis.
She was fine as she could
be. People began to do the dance
of all times of day.
Well, Osiris couldn't figure it out until Thoth showed up and said, "Listen, the outbreaks are occurring because the mysteries have no text to turn
to. No litany to feed the spirits that are seizing."
And that if Osiris would do the dance steps for Thoth, he would illustrate them, and the Assyrian priests could figure out what god or spirit possessed them,
so
as well
Osiris
as learn
did his basic
how to make these
days,
gods and spirits
until Thoth
depart.
Got them all down.
The Book of Thoth was the first anthology written
Osiris
by the first
with
choreographer.
Thoth and a fleet of papyri boats. They toured the world with his international Nairut orchestra and dancers.
Osiris
and
taught people to permit nature to speak
Dionysius
and dance through them.
As people learned,
because
they had
Osiris
of their
is
own.
Teaching people how to make wine and beer and having a good time, Set is going about Egypt saying Osiris is drunk and
Osiris
fornicating and disgracing
and
the name of the fatherland.
He should be able to
and he's a fraud. Could he be planted in the Nile and spring from the waters? If he can do that, then Set says he'll go somewhere and sit down and never complain again about people
easy.
Dancing and
Osiris
carrying on.
Osiris had developed such a fondness for nature that people couldn't tell them apart.
When Osiris and his band returned to Egypt, the people came out to greet
that
them.
Night,
and there was dancing in a great time.
And the result of this union
the people
was
gathered
child,
at the mouth of the Nile as the legislators placed Osiris in a coffer and sealed it up
Osiris
with molten lead
before the lid was closed.
The coffer was sunk into the Nile on October
that
the
night,
24th.
The legislators came and raised Osiris. When they lifted the lid, they saw him lying there smiling in deep, death-like slumber. They mutilated him.
On October the
31st,
the people came and saw the mutilated corpse, part of which had been washed up on the shore, and the open coffer not far away.
There goes your seed, man.
Thoth knew this to be a lie. He demanded an autopsy, was arrested,
Isis
but escaped.
Began to walk about Egypt,
he left the sacred book in Isis' hands.
Lamenting for her husband.
Set began to hear unsettling stories.
Osiris had been seen in the land.
He had been seen wherever Isis had left a backbone or a toe.
People began
or an
to
arm
call
belonging
Osiris
to Osiris.
The bull, the human
Dionysus
seed.
Traveled to Greece where the dance
Osirian
spread
behavior
like wildfire.
Was seen as an escape from reality.
All of the gods who were rivals of the one they called Jehovah were driven
Set
underground.
Set began to develop a weird relationship to the sun.
But Isis still had the sacred texts, and people were starting to dance.
By
and
establishing his
the
own religion based upon Aten, the sun's flaming disk, he thought he could overcome
he would
the nature
Aten,
religion of Osiris.
The burner of growing things, the Egyptian Jehovah who causes famine, pestilence,
fortunately,
and earthquakes.
Tutankhamun came into power, and the people were allowed to do their stuff.
Now starts the saga of
Moses, the young pharaoh to be.
He used to sneak off to the domain of Osiris every time
Moses
he had a
would
chance.
Listen while these men who worked the crops brought the electricity of
these
the earth.
These men who drank from
streams.
The cold blue Nile, whose lips had touched the waters
brought
of the
this
magic
Nile
river.
Sound to their instruments.
Well, one night they were sitting around, and Moses asked them, "What was the heaviest sound
the
they had ever heard?"
It was old Jethro, the Midianite.
He found Jethro and hung around. And one night, when Jethro put some kind of early harmonica in his mouth and started zipping his fingers up and down on some instrument with about 25 strings and beating his feet on some kind of tinny thing, Moses leaped in the air.
Damn! If I could learn that, I could be the Hierophant of the surviving Osirian order.
So he stayed there to write it all down.
Finally, after a couple of months, he was packing up to go. Jethro says,
"It's too bad you're leaving because you haven't heard the word to the songs.
The words?
That's a family secret.
A family secret?
Only pass that on to a son-in-law.
So the next day, Moses found he was in love with Zipporah, one of Jethro's daughters.
So he marries her.
Gets the words down.
Is about to leave.
You know, if you could take a trip to Koptos where there is in existence the sacred book written by Thoth himself.
What?
Isis will show you the real book of Thoth. The original sound. The one located in her temple, guarded by the deathless snake.
Deathless snake?
It has to be gotten during the right moon, or it will be the book in its evil phase.
Now he tells me.
So Moses decided to stay around for a bit and think about
this. He went off up into the mountains, decided to fast and meditate for days.
On the night of the 12th day, he was so weak he thought he was going to die.
It was then a vision came to him.
The specter of a man dressed in old-style Egyptian clothes.
Hear me, O Moses.
What?
I know your problem.
You do?
I know you want to get around the deathless snake.
That's possible.
Oh, yes. Isis will succumb to the right words because it's that time of the month.
What words?
First, Moses, promise that you will restore the cult of Aton to Egypt.
Man, the way people are into animal and vegetation rights and calling everything that moves a spirit, I would be the buffoon of Egypt restoring something as arid as that.
You don't want to find the book, okay? So long, Moses.
Man, I must play this book. Come back! Whatever you say, how do I get the book?
You talk trash and feed her.
What?
Sit down, old Moses. I'll reveal it all.
Set told him, and after Moses got it all down, he returned to Jethro's ranch looking like a new man.
He picked up his things and looked like he was trying to tiptoe away.
Where you going, son? Koptos?
I know what I'm doing.
Son. She is in that aspect of herself with this moon, and you won't be able to receive the better side of the book.
Leave me alone, silly old man out here in the backwoods. How dare you talk to me that way? I'm going to be the Pharaoh.
Moses jumped on his horse.
Here's the copyright fee for that junk you taught me.
Jethro took the dollars and flung them at Moses,
who rode off into the night.
Moses arrived in Koptos a few weeks later. He entered the temple.
The air of funk
the room was littered
with tom-toms,
pipes,
incense.
And drums.
Several pygmy kings had been
fatigued from traveling. Moses lay down and went to sleep. About 2 a.m., he awoke to someone running her hands through his hair.
In a scarlet see-through gauzy gown and covered with the odor of a strange perfume.
Her hair was giant blackbird feathers, her eyes blazing.
I will give you what you want if you give me what I want.
Moses was sweating as she removed her gown, began moving her thighs about his legs, running her hands across his...
I just hope the bird handles me gently.
What have you brought me?
Moses removed from the satchel everything set instructed him to bring.
Yeah? Like that?
Colored scarves.
Yeah.
Jewelry and more chickens for her to eat.
Looks like I passed the test.
This isn't enough.
What?
You must talk to me, baby. Please talk to me.
Set knew his sister.
You know,
Moses
we can
began
talk a little bit first, babe.
The way Osirians talk to her in their
I see you a very pleasant surprise here.
He told her how much he loved her. He fixed her temple good.
That hair is something else, huh?
She showed him all her realms and led him into the depths of her deathless snake, where he fought that part of her until it was limp on the ground.
He got good into her book, tongued every passage, thumbing her leaf and rubbing his hands all over the binding.
When he was through, he had gotten it all down, had it down pat. He left the goddess in a slumber, collected his gear, and set out for Egypt.
Well, Moses announced to the populace that he would give a concert with music and song better than the black mud sound.
That night, people were herded into the concert grounds. Moses began to play Jephro's song, but people began to imitate snakes, hissing at him, throwing grain up on the stage. Fights broke out.
After the intermission, Moses announced he'd do some songs and dances from the work, the sacred book.
I'd like to thank y'all for coming out here tonight. Right now, I'd like to change up a little bit. I'd like to do some songs and dances from the work.
But a strange thing happened. People's ears began to bleed. Some of them charged the stage to get to him, but the Atonist thugs beat them back.
Wait a minute.
Moses examined his guitar.
Something's wrong here.
The whole audience charged the bandstand. People were stoning the royal chariot as it raced to the palace.
The people surrounded the palace.
Moses thought he could calm them down. He stepped out on the balcony.
Ladies and gentlemen of Egypt, I will unleash the Holocaust upon you if you persist in this action.
A rock busted the cat's lip.
Ow!
Moses flung his rod to the ground, where it immediately transformed itself into a snake.
They laughed, called him a sorcerer, and other names associated with cheap charlatans.
They began pushing into the palace.
Wait a minute. I got an idea.
Moses ran into his apartment, removed a leaf from the book Isis had given him, returned to the balcony, and uttered the work aloud.
Sundele montandewa. Zunde, zunde dezi. Zula, 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 zula.
First, there was silence. Then people turned towards the Nile, and they saw a huge mushroom cloud rising up.
A few minutes later, came screaming, and the crowd dispersed.
This was the turning point in the book's history. The practice of the left hand had now arisen to the level of the right hand.
The secrets of voodoo Moses learned from Jethro were taught to his followers.
Moses' explosion made even Set's musicians look small.
Many years later, when Moses returned home one day, he found his people dancing before the despised bull god Apis, the animal which carries the living spirit of Osiris.
Moses heard the heathen sounds, the dark boogie jazz, down-home funk gut bucket he hadn't heard since the old days.
Moses grabbed the awful book from his sons and daughters, who were enjoying themselves, dancing their tails off.
Give me the book! What's the matter with you people? Here I am up there talking to my God, and come back down here, and y'all up here dancing and singing like a bunch of fools. Are you crazy?
He feared the work's power. He hid it, and it became known as one of the lost books of Moses.
Centuries went by until 1118, when the Knights Templar built the headquarters on the site of Solomon's temple.